everyone.
Hi.
Thanks for tuning into our show, Third Culture Kids. We hope everyone is staying sane, healthy, happy. Mm-hmm. If you've listened to the last episode, you'll know that we're shifting our focus, at least for the time being, to helping us stay connected during this difficult time of quarantine.
Yeah, and so we asked our friends to send in recordings of their experiences, and it was actually really interesting and fun to see what everyone's been up to and like little strategies people have been undertaken.
Thanks for everyone for sending in a testimony, and we hope you enjoy.
Hi, my name is Arielle. I am a college student in the beginning of week 3 of quarantine in Berkeley, California. I am living right now in a big house by myself because all 11 of my housemates went home since they live in the area. But my home is Hong Kong, so I didn't want to fly back. I have an MCAT exam in about a month if it is not canceled. That is still TBD, but I'm trying to assume that it's not and really make the most of my time to study because I have so much left. So when the quarantine first started, I spent the first 2 days pretty much in bed on my phone scrolling on social media. It was also like hard to wrap my head around everything that was going on. So it was a little bit of a weird time. But on day 3, I started to make these rules for myself that really increased my productivity. The first of which is I made myself get ready in the morning and get out of my room, like put in contacts, get changed, and not come back to my room until the night. And I would make myself breakfast and sit on the dining table, and just doing that really put me in so much more of a work zone. The second is every time I am talking to someone or watching a video, I try to be doing something productive at the same time to make the most of my time. So I'll be like washing the dishes while I'm talking to my mom or listening to something while I take out the trash. And that has really increased my productivity. And also my friends and I do these study Zoom parties where we all get on Zoom and mute ourselves and work together. And it's nice because we have that social interaction and talk occasionally, but like seeing other people focused really makes me more focused. So that's all really helped. Last week I did get a little bit sick, potentially with coronavirus, but there's a severe lack of testing in the US, unfortunately, which is a huge issue. So I couldn't find out. And during that time, I just kind of stayed in bed. I noticed that my productivity went way down. I was just not motivated to study, even though I was feeling technically like well enough to be able to study. And my mood just got way worse. And for the first time, I really felt trapped at home. So that really taught me like how important it is for me to be getting out of bed and to start my day outside of my room. So I'm trying to do that again now that I'm feeling much better. And I'm just hoping that my productivity streak keeps going because right now it's actually relatively good.
Hi, my name is Trent Muhart, 19. I've been here in Paris for 2.5 weeks living with a friend, which has helped the quarantine situation. I was originally studying abroad in Spain, and so when that got canceled, I came here because my friend had an open apartment, a place to stay in Europe. From quarantine, it's not been too hard, but obviously not ideal. But I'd say a benefit of it has been having at least a little bit of time to self-reflect more than usual. Think, do meditation, whatever is necessary to maintain mental health. That's been really nice.
Hi, I'm an English teacher living in Diaojiang, a city in Jiangxi province in mainland China. And my experience in self-isolation has lasted for about 2 months, from the end of January up until the end of March. Although the lockdown wasn't the same intensity all the way through, they did ease restrictions towards the end of this time period. It was still very lonely because I basically live by myself in a one-bed apartment, and all my friends from the city ended up going back to their home countries. So I didn't have a routine, I didn't have the social contact that I was used to, and it was difficult to find ways to fill my days with meaningful activity. So I found myself scrolling through social media all the time, and it just isn't healthy in any shape or form. So I had to find ways to create a new routine. So I would start working out, and I would take my time cleaning and take my time cooking, and I would read for a few hours a day, read anything that wasn't Twitter or the news. And I kind of had to disconnect myself from the constant information that was coming in about the situation, because although it is important to stay educated about what's happening, I found that it just kind of made me more miserable. So I know that the rest of the world is going into lockdown, and I really do hope that you, if you are lucky enough to be able to self-isolate, I do hope that you are able to find ways to create a new routine, to kind of adjust the new situation as best as you can. And it doesn't have to be in a way that is super productive. It just has to be a way to keep you grounded and to keep you sane. So yeah, thank you for having me on this podcast.
Hey, my name is Shania. I'm 23. I graduated 2 years ago and I'm still struggling to find that full-time job. But in the meantime, I do work recreation with two different local governments, which has been pretty cool. I'm quarantined in Lake Forest, California with my grandma and my parents. I'm actually really grateful that they live down the street, so I'm able to pop in whenever, save my siblings from boredom, annoy my parents, grab some food. I haven't really had any difficulties besides excessively purchasing things on Amazon. No, but honestly, because being with my grandma, and you know, she's so susceptible to getting anything and everything, I am a huge risk factor. So I just have to be very cautious, take before and after precautions and during precautions, wearing gloves, face mask, washing hands, taking off clothes, taking off shoes, all of that stuff. It's been different, but during this time, I've been really into home workouts, family game nights, friend game nights via House Party, if you guys have ever heard of that. Very fun. Lots of TikTok baking, online window shopping, and I do quotes around window because I still purchase things, but not too much because I still have bills to pay. So being at home, having all this time throughout the day to do anything, I've had a lot of opportunities to go through all of the stuff that I've accumulated from college. I swear I'm not a hoarder, but it's been like boxes and boxes of stuff. I've sorted out everything that I didn't need, which is cool. But socially, I've had a lot of connections with individuals that I haven't talked to in 6+ years, which is crazy that it took this pandemic for us to reconnect. Like, if this situation doesn't put in perspective how short life is, then I don't know what else will. So shoot your shot, start your YouTube channel, fringe your hair, sis, and just try to enjoy the positive moments that life will hand us.
Hi, my name is Vishnu. I'm 23, and I'm a software engineer. I'm originally from India, but for the last 7 months, I've been living in London. And for this quarantine, I've been in my apartment for the last 2 weeks, and basically everybody who I knew in London, including my flatmate, has left and gone back to their homes. So it's been a pretty lonely lockdown, and I think there was a lot of anxiety in the beginning around just the prospect of not physically being able to see or meet anybody for months, possibly. And like, usually this would be my ideal scenario because avoiding people is like my passion, but this time, since it's such an indefinite period and such an uncertain time, it was quite overwhelming. So the way I've been dealing with that is just to like take each day one at a time, get a routine going, you know, take away the lack of structure of these days, and just make sure I'm keeping myself busy, getting exercise. I've been going out for runs, which is just terrible, but at least I get to like see the sun and stuff. Meditating has been very helpful, and just, you know, picking up stuff which maybe I didn't have time for before, like a side project outside of work, or learning how to cook something, or, you know, just stupid stuff like playing video games with my friends, or really anything which maybe during regular life I wouldn't have had time for. And I think that's one thing which can be gained from this period, is to just, you know, take a break from the way regular life was. And usually people get swept away by the routine that they're in and, you know, don't get really take a break and just stand back and just take a look at the way their life is going. And I think that's one thing that people can gain from this, is just, you know, gain some perspective, have some time to breathe, and just, you know, strategize for the future maybe. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Christina. I'm currently a student at Saddleback College. I'm almost done with my 2 years, and then I'll be transferring over to West Coast Nursing School. I'm also currently a medical assistant down at a pediatrics office, so I am currently still working. It is a little bit frightening going into work every day just because you never know if a sick patient is going to call in and we're going to have to see them curbside regardless of their symptoms, or even just the babies I give shots to on the daily. It's just you don't know what they have or what their parents are bringing in. Difficulties faced is probably not being able to go out anymore and like see everyone, because the only time I'm really going out is for work. Coping strategies. Well, I like to go for walks a lot now, and I feel like that's definitely helped getting outside, getting that fresh air, and yeah, anything I've gained from being quarantined, probably knowing myself better and realizing how we often neglect the things that mean the most, like quality time, self-care, journaling, making sure that our personal self-growth is up to date and working fine. Anyways, that's it.
Hello, my name is Cameron. I think I'm 21. Honestly, time's lost all meaning at this point. I'm pretty sure I'm 21. I'm a student. I'm a fourth year. Oh, at the end of my fourth year, studying computer science at St. Andrews University in Scotland. And I come from a city called Aberdeen, which is in the northeast of Scotland, even further north. And so as for my quarantine situation, I am currently living alone in my student flat in St. Andrews. It's a sort of big empty house, more or less, and just with me living in it. As for difficulties faced, well, pretty much just living alone. Like, the lack of human contact is, even for a computer scientist, is difficult. But calling people and stuff like that, it helps. Another big challenge I've been facing is this lack of ability to focus, but staying off the news and just kind of trying to get some sort of a routine kind of helps with that, but it's still really, really difficult. Some coping strategies which I've been doing is, well, I've turned my flatmate's old room, after he moved out, turned it into a bit of a gym, so honestly I think I'm getting fitter than I was when I was out of quarantine and able to go outside and all that. But yeah, it keeps me exercising. And as for things I've gained, well, it just so happened that before I started quarantine, I ordered a concertina, an English concertina. And so I've been spending far too much time slowly learning that and learning different tunes on that compared to actually doing work. And that is my quarantine story.
Hi, my name is Mina. I'm a student at the American University of Paris. I'm 19 years old, and I've been quarantined in Paris for almost 3 weeks now. I'm not alone, which is nice. I have my friend Trent here with me, who was originally studying abroad in Spain and then had to leave, so he came here and is keeping me company. It's been all right so far. I had one mental breakdown after losing a game and not being able to finish some of my homework since online classes suck ass. But now it's pretty good. I really only do a few things, and that's work out, try to cook, not really though, and online classes. I think, if anything, working out has been the most helpful, since a lot of people have been telling me they can't sleep recently after quarantine, and I think it's from lack of exercise and getting your energy out. So I think that's the one thing that's been helping me because you gotta get that ass mass. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on a podcast. Yeah, but that's my experience being quarantined in Paris so far. Bye.
Hi, my name is Jo. I'm 21 and I'm a zookeeper living in Lancashire in England. I'm originally half French and half British, but I was born in Hong Kong and I grew up in Hong Kong and Malaysia. Although I've been able to return to work, thank goodness, I did spend a week and a half in quarantine. I quarantined at the house that I rent with my boyfriend in Lancashire. He's considered a key worker, so we worked his normal hours, which meant even though I live with him, I was on my own for the best part of every day. As a result, I got really lonely and restless, and I struggled to keep myself busy. Things I normally enjoy got really boring. And it reached the point where I was taking like 2 or 3 naps a day just to make the time go faster. When I told my boyfriend about this, he started leaving our dog at home, because he normally takes him to work, but he was leaving the dog at home with me to keep me company, which also actually gave me more of a reason to go out at least once a day for a walk with him, and it made me spend more time in the garden just playing with him. I did also manage to find a plant nursery near me that would deliver plants, so I ordered some plants, which kept me really busy in the garden. And I also just tried to look forward to my boyfriend coming home in the evenings, and we just tried to make the most of our time together by just watching TV shows and playing games. I think being quarantined definitely made me appreciate having a regular routine more. Working means that I have to get up at a certain time and keep busy for 8 hours, which then makes me appreciate my evenings and days off even more, and so I enjoy things more when I'm off. I also learned how important it is to talk to people outside of your household. I really missed out on getting to spend time with the other keepers that I work with. But while in quarantine, I definitely made more of an effort to chat with our neighbours, from 2 meters away, of course. And I tried to say hello to people while out with the dog. I'm lucky enough to live in a small town with a really strong sense of community, and everyone really came together and still is coming together to make the best of a bad situation.
Hi there, this is Randy Vergara. I'm from the Dominican Republic and I'm 27 years old. I am a student of the American University of Paris and doing a double major in marketing and psychology. I am currently quarantined in Paris. Yeah, I know. I'm by myself in my tiny but comfy apartment. I think that so far the biggest challenge for me was getting adapted to the new sources of dopamine that I was searching for. I figured it out, or I saw this behavior the first week that I was just like scrolling on automatic on social medias for hours and hours and hours, and my levels of productivity were really on the floor. So I have done a dopamine detox. If you don't know what it is, I hope that you will go to Google and search about it, because it's really, really helpful. A dopamine detox is like to push the standard of numbers of dopamines in your body lower than it was before, so you can find greater pleasure of happiness in the little things. So I have been doing it for 20 hours already. It's like not to do anything that I like. I know it sounds horrible, but it is not. I guarantee that it will be helpful. It's like not listening to music, not going on my phone, not watching Netflix, not doing anything that will like get me a high source of dopamine. And by doing this, it's like I will find pleasure in the little things. Like I will find pleasure again on doing my homework. I will find pleasure again on playing the guitar, on reading a book, and stuff like that. So what I would recommend for you is to do this and to stay safe. So bye-bye.
Hey everyone, it's Lynn. I'm currently in Paris. Oh, wait. I'm 20. I'm a junior at AUP. And I'm originally from Vietnam, but I moved here from the US. Right now, I'm in the 15th, quarantined with a roommate of mine. I had actually just moved to Paris Central right before the confinement started. I was in the banlieue before, but now I'm in Paris Central, which is nice, but, you know, I kind of wish I was somewhere a little less crowded. So right now I think my main struggle is just not letting it get to me psychologically. So the first few days were really, really good. Like, I saw it as an opportunity, and, you know, I still do, but at first it was new and shiny and kind of like, okay, we can make the best of this. I try to be an optimist so I don't ever lose, but then there are good days and bad days, and the bad days really hit hard. But then I remind myself that I still have so many things I can explore. I've made so many different recipes from online. I have a bunch of books around me that I've been meaning to read. I've been reorganizing, cleaning, like those little mundane things that you take for granted or that you never really get to experience fully. The other day I peeled a bunch of chickpeas to make fresh hummus, and that felt so gratifying. And I think it's just those little things that make me even more grateful. Like, overall, I've learned how to exist during this time, and it's just helped me be a lot more creative with limited resources, you know?
So thank you to everyone who shared with us today. I just wanted to add, and like, warning, this might get a little bit cheesy, so Sarah, you can call me out on this, but like, I really believe that this is a time of growth for all of us. Like, it's a time of great change for the whole world at exactly the same time. That's so rare.
Yeah, I'm not going to call you out on that.
Thank you. And it's so rare that we all go through the exact same thing at the same time.
Celebrities, normal people.
Everyone, right? And so, like, all of our daily distractions are slowing down. No matter where we are, we're confronted with ourselves. And even though, like, that may be absolutely terrifying, and there's no more, like, going out into the world and being active. Mm-hmm. We just have to exist and go back to the essentials. As I was just saying before, like, that's absolutely terrifying because all your shit comes up. It's so scary to be confronted with yourself.
Yeah, no.
Right?
Really.
But I really believe that this will help the whole world go back to what's essential: love, family, connection, self-care, self-love.
Mm-hmm. Baguettes.
Baguettes. Exactly. Wine. And so, like, when things get quiet around us, we have this space to be aware of our feelings and our thoughts. And it brings up tons of anxiety and, like, issues that we've been putting off maybe for ages.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
So it's a time of healing for the whole world.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Is going to get cheesy. Yeah. And, like, what's also, like, extraordinary, and actually a lot of people have been talking about this, is how we're all connecting with each other so much more. Yeah,
people you wouldn't talk to before.
Yeah. People are reaching out, connecting, and going back to what's important. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're probably I'm talking to people I haven't talked to in, like, months.
Yeah, me too.
Years, probably. Yeah. And, like, what I really hope is that what we're learning from this experience we'll be able to apply into the world going forward, like, mm-hmm. when quarantine's lifted. I don't know how optimistic that is, but, like, it would be really nice if we could.
Yeah. I think, like, one of the biggest things is, like, gratitude. I don't know, because we don't take a time to, like, be grateful for what we have.
Yeah.
And we do in, like, church and stuff, but it's never, like, a focus. And, like, things like having a car and being able to go outside and not getting stuck and, like, being able to go to the grocery store, literally, like, or just, like, be able to take my dog out. Like, those are all things that I definitely took for granted before this. And even as much as I complain about school, having a class to go to and it not being online, and like just the experience of like getting a college education, I don't know.
Yeah. So. Oh no, 100%.
Yeah.
And like even stuff like work, my parents are working so much less, and I mean, I'm sure everybody's working so much less.
Yeah, totally.
But my mom actually loves it. She just keeps talking about how it's so much more like humane hours instead of working like 12-hour days.
Right.
Just being able to like, be more chill, go more with the flow.
Yeah, pick your hours.
Not time is money. Go fast, fast, fast.
Yeah, because it doesn't even matter like how much money you have or don't have in the situation.
Yeah.
Everyone's in the same boat. Like, obviously, people that are losing their job, especially in the United States, are more affected than others. But just as far as like coping and stuff, like we're all in the same boat.
Exactly. So.
Also, we wanted to encourage anyone to share with us any initiatives they have created to help people in quarantine, or if you know of anything. Like, I know our school is doing a ton. And, for example, our friend Anna has created an Instagram that shows really cool art that people are making during quarantine. So be sure to check it out. It's at Quarantine the Magazine on Instagram. And she's an amazing artist.
So, oh, like, it's so cool.
It's, like, stuff she's been making. And then
people are also submitting artwork.
Yeah, yeah.
So artsy. And also, I found this amazing Instagram called @CrunchyBob. And it's basically the story of a French onion named Bob in quarantine. And it's all about, like, his adventures, his friends. And it's quality material, right? I feel like we differ on our opinions.
You know what? I'm not even going to, like, get into this, you guys. It's @CrunchyBob. Leia's been talking to an onion for a week. So
@CrunchyBob. That's all I'm going to say. Follow, give it some love.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, also, we are still looking for people to interview for the rest of the semester. So if you're interested, we're going to be conducting interviews over Zoom because, like, a lot of the podcasts I listen to all the time are still doing that.
Yeah, like, and even though the quality is not fabulous, it's fine. It's better than nothing. We can still keep it going.
Yeah, so if you, like, want to share your quarantine experience or back to, like, our traditional format, just, like, talking about what's going on in our life. Mm-hmm. So that's it for today. Thank you for everyone who listened in. We really hope that you enjoyed the show. If you'd like to share your experience, again, we're going to be doing the thing through Zoom. So please email us at thirdculturekidsinquiry@gmail.com. Our show's available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere else that podcasts are available. Everyone stay safe, social distance. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and give it some love. Thanks again for listening to Third Culture Kids.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.